Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, welcome to Luke's English Podcast. Thank you very much for listening and downloading. I've been getting various messages from people basically saying that they love the podcast and that some people are using it just to learn English when they are, for example, driving to work or travelling on the bus or on the underground. And some people are teachers who are using the podcast in their English lessons. So I'm very happy about that. Very glad that it's becoming so popular. You can, of course, find this podcast on iTunes. If you go to the iTunes store, you can do a search for Luke's English Podcast and you'll find it there. And you can subscribe to the podcast using iTunes there. And also you can leave a short review of the podcast on that page. I've had a couple of ratings, but I haven't had any reviews yet. So please leave a review saying how brilliant the podcast is, okay? I'd like you to say how brilliant it is, of course, so that way I can get more listeners, yeah? But you don't have to say it's brilliant. I mean, you can just be honest, for example, and say, I think it's quite good, but I find that some of the episodes are a bit too long these days, or something like that. Or you can say, I think it's very useful, but the problem is, Luke doesn't write a transcript for the episodes. It would be better if there was a transcript, something like that. Just write a comment, leave a message. I'd like this to be an interactive podcast, so the more messages you send me, the better. So you can leave a review on my iTunes page, or you can send me an email via teacher Luke. It's luketeacher@hotmail.com. Now, in today's podcast, first of all, I'm just going to tell you what I've been doing recently. So I'm going to give you an update on things that I've been doing. And when I talk about that, I'm going to be telling you as well about the present perfect continuous tense and how useful that can be when you're talking about recent news, okay? So the first part will be a little bit about my recent news and the present perfect continuous tense. Then in the feature section, you're going to listen to a small comedy sketch about a date, okay? And then in the language section at the end of the podcast, I'm going to teach you some really, really, really useful and very important expressions that you can use to talk about dating and relationships, okay? Right, so what have I been up to recently? What have I been doing? Well, I'm going to tell you in a second. But before I do that, I'm going to teach you something really useful about English, some really useful and important language, okay? Now, when you see your friends, for example, if you haven't seen your friends for a week or two, in English, it's very, very common to say something like, what have you been up to? Or what have you been doing? Right? What have you been up to? Or what have you been doing? And those questions are about your recent activities, okay? Maybe since the last time you met. So a common conversation might be something like, hi, how's it going? Fine, thanks. You? Not bad. What have you been up to? Well, and then you talk about what you've been up to, okay? So that's, hi, how's it going? How's it going is another way of saying, how are you? How's it going? Fine, thanks. You? Not bad. What have you been up to? Right? Up to means doing, actually. So what have you been up to means what have you been doing? And the answer could be, well, nothing. It's very common for people to say nothing. What have you been up to? Well, nothing. Nothing really, or nothing special. But sometimes, you know, you can talk about the things that you have been doing, right? And when we talk about recent news like that, we often use the present perfect continuous tense, or sometimes the present perfect tense, okay? So the present perfect continuous tense is structured like this. We have or has plus been, that's B-E-E-N, and then an ing form, right? For example, I've been teaching English, right? Or I've been playing a lot of football recently, yeah? I've been doing something. And we use that form in the question as well. What have you been doing recently? Yeah. So, for example, if you asked me, "Hi, Luke, how's it going?" And I'd say, "I'm fine, thanks." And you'd say, "What have you been up to recently?" Well, I'd say, "Well, I've been teaching a legal English class recently. At school at the moment, I'm teaching a law course, legal English, which is very interesting. It's quite difficult. Some of the language is a little bit complicated, but it's very interesting to be teaching a different kind of English. In this case, English that is used to describe a legal system or civil court procedures and so on. So that's very interesting. Also, I've been playing football in Regent's Park. Regent's Park is one of the many parks in London. It's very beautiful there, actually. It's close to London Zoo. And it's right in the middle of the city. And every Wednesday, I play football in Regent's Park. So I've been playing football in Regent's Park recently. I've been enjoying the good weather. At the moment, it's spring here in London. And the sun is shining, and the birds are singing. And it's really, really nice. London is so much better when the weather is good. It's really fantastic. So I've been enjoying the good weather. Let's see, what else? I've been looking forward to the new Star Trek movie. So looking forward to means waiting for something because you want it to happen, right? So waiting for something that is good, something that's good that's going to happen. So I've been looking forward to the new Star Trek movie. Now, I'm not like a big Star Trek fan. I prefer Star Wars, actually. But all the critics say that the new Star Trek film is very, very good. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I might see it later today, actually. And then I can tell you what it's like. You can see the trailer for the new Star Trek film on the internet if you go to YouTube and type Star Trek movie. It should be a very good science fiction movie, very entertaining. I've been listening to a lot of funk music recently. Now, I love music, right? And probably my favourite genre of music is funk or jazz funk. And that's sort of music that was being made in the 70s. And it's good music to dance to. And it's also got some jazz in it. So there are some really great solos in jazz funk or funk music, and the musicians are excellent. So it's really a real pleasure for me to listen to that kind of music. If you don't know what jazz funk or funk sounds like, well, it sounds a bit like this. I think you get the idea. Isn't it great? Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? You might say that it's a little bit cheesy, right? But I love it. I love that kind of music. Anyway, what else have I been doing recently? Well, I've been listening to a lot of funk music like that. And also, I've been on a couple of dates recently. Now, I'm single at the moment, and I've been trying to meet someone. So I went on an online dating service. Now, you might think, online dating, that's a bit sad, isn't it? Well, I mean, it's not really sad anymore. In London, lots and lots of people sign up to online dating services. A lot of my friends are on various online dating services, and a lot of people do it here in London. It's actually a good way to meet people, I think. It's not really sad anymore to do that. So I signed up for one called Guardian Soulmates, which is run by the Guardian newspaper here. And I've had a couple of dates actually from it, which is great. Now, I'm not going to tell you any more about that because it's personal and private. And it's none of your business, really, is it? So I'm not going to tell you any more about that. You'll just have to use your imagination to try and guess how those dates went and what the girl was like and all those things. So, I'm not going to tell you any more about it. Instead, I'm going to move very quickly on to the feature section of this podcast, which is all about dating, actually. So there you go. Just before we move on to the feature section, let me just summarise the little bit of grammar that I told you about there. So we use present perfect continuous to talk about things that, like activities that we have done recently. And so you should start using present perfect continuous like that when you're having conversations with your friends. So, hi, how's it going? Fine, thanks. You? Pretty good. What have you been doing recently? Well, I've been listening to Luke's English podcast. Luke's English podcast? What's that? It sounds fantastic. Well, it is fantastic, actually. It's brilliant. It's a really interesting and useful way to learn English. Wow, what's the address? Well, it's teacherluke.podomatic.com and so on. Okay, so don't forget to use present perfect continuous to talk about your recent activities. Now let's move on to the feature section of the podcast. Here we go. Okay, so the feature section today is about dating, right? Going out with people, trying to find someone so that you can have a relationship with them. Yeah. Now, In England, people meet their girlfriend or boyfriend in lots of different ways, right? How do people meet each other? Well, it might be that their friends hook them up, right? If your friends hook you up with someone, it means that they know you and they know you're single. They also know someone else. So it might be they know you, but they also know a girl or boy that they think will like you, and so they arrange for you to meet. So they hook you up, right? And it could be a blind date, for example. They might hook you up on a blind date, so you end up meeting somebody that you've never met before. And that's usually quite a difficult kind of date to go on, because it can be very embarrassing if you don't like each other. It can be a bit difficult, and you have to try to make conversation. It's usually quite an awkward situation, the blind date. But a lot of people meet like that. How else? Some people meet at work. I think actually most people in relationships meet their boyfriend or girlfriend at work. It's very, very common. So they might, for example, meet at work and flirt with each other and chat each other up at work, and then go out with each other. It might be that the guy, if he fancies a girl at work, they might flirt with each other, and then he might ask her out, and then they go on a date, and then, you know, who knows, they might fall in love or something. I think it's very common. By the way, I might use some English expressions in this part of the podcast that you don't understand, but don't worry, I'm going to teach you those useful expressions at the end of the podcast, okay? So listen to this now. If you don't understand something, I will explain it later. Also, you can send me an email, of course, if you've got any questions. Okay, so they might meet at work. A lot of people meet in a bar or in a pub or in a nightclub, And it's a very, very common way to meet someone, actually. People tend to go out on a Friday or Saturday night. They dress up in their best clothes. They put some perfume or aftershave on. And they go out and they drink, usually, so they get a little bit drunk, which makes it easier to meet someone, I think. And they go out and they dance with people and they chat each other up, right? And then eventually maybe get a telephone number from them and then arrange to meet up on a date in the future, right? So a lot of people meet each other when they're drinking in a pub or in a club or something. Some people, especially these days, meet each other on the internet. So if you're single, you might decide that you're going to sign up to an online dating agency, and then you can find someone very quickly and very easily. But the problem is that there are so many people on the internet that you have to kind of go through a lot of people before you find someone who's right for you. As well as that, a lot of people meet on holiday. It's very popular to go to places like Ibiza or Spain or other popular holiday destinations, and you meet lots of other people who are at the same age as you, and something about being on holiday means that it's a romantic situation, and so lots of people have meet their boyfriend or girlfriend on a romantic holiday or something. And these days, some people go speed dating. Now, speed dating is a kind of very quick way to meet lots of people in one night. And what happens in speed dating is you go to a bar, and first of all, you have to sign up. So you apply to do it over the telephone. And then you go to a bar, and there might be about 10 or 15 tables in the bar, and all the girls sit at the tables, and all the boys have, well, you have 3 minutes, basically, to try and chat each other up. And after 3 minutes, someone rings a bell, ding-a-ding-a-ding, like that, and then you have to move. All the boys move onto the next table, and you talk to the next person, and you've got 3 minutes to talk to them, and then the bell rings again, and you move to the next table and meet the next girl and talk to them. And after about an hour, you have met about 15 people in one night. And then at the end, you write little comments on a piece of paper about them, and you can decide who you would like to meet again. And if both people say that they would like to meet each other, then they can exchange telephone numbers and have a date in the future. So it's very popular these days. A lot of people do it. Now, I'm going to play you now the audio from a little comedy sketch, which is from a BBC television programme, a comedy programme. Now, in this sketch, you're going to hear a conversation between a man and a woman who are on a blind date. Okay. Now, their friends have set them up, they've hooked them up with each other, and you hear the girl talking about how usually it's very difficult when her friends hook her up with men, and that usually the men that her friends hook her up with are very stupid. But she's very pleased that this guy seems to be different, so she's very happy that they met each other. But there is a little joke, a comedy joke, in the sketch. Now, I'm not going to explain any more about it. I'm just going to play it to you now. And I'd like to see if you can understand what is funny about it. What's the funny thing about this little sketch, okay? So I'll explain it to you afterwards if you don't understand. So here's the sketch.
I'm really glad Lisa set us up together.
Me too.
I normally hate it when friends pay you off with complete strangers.
Yeah.
The thing is, all the guys I've been out with recently have just been unbelievably stupid. I think you're different, though. Well, touch wood.
Sorry, that by the door.
Good.
Okay, now don't worry if you didn't understand that or you didn't find it funny. It's very difficult to understand comedy if you're learning the language. And probably comedy is one of the things that you will appreciate or enjoy later when you become a more advanced speaker of English. So don't worry if you didn't find it funny. The main thing here that I'd like to do is to help you understand what happened in that sketch. Now, maybe you understood it, but if you didn't, I'm going to explain it for you bit by bit now. So let's just quickly listen to some of that sketch again. So here's the first little bit.
I'm really glad Lisa set us up together.
Me too.
Okay, so she says, I'm so glad that Lisa set us up together. And he said, me too. So I'm so glad that Lisa, that's her friend, set us up. That means arranged for us to meet. Okay? I'm so glad that Lisa set us up together. I'm so glad that Lisa arranged for us to meet. And he said, me too. Fine, easy. Now here's the next bit.
I normally hate it when friends pair you off with complete strangers.
Yeah.
I normally hate it when friends pair you off with complete strangers. Okay, so when a friend pairs you off with someone, it means that your friends put you in a pair with someone. So your friends arrange for you to meet someone so that you become a pair, so you become a partner. Okay, now a complete stranger is someone that you've never met before. So she means, I usually hate it when my friends put me on a blind date with someone. Okay? Right, here's the next bit.
Thing is, all the guys I've been out with recently have just been unbelievably stupid.
The thing is, all the guys I've been out with recently have been unbelievably stupid. Okay? Now, the thing is, that's like saying the problem is, right? All the guys I've been out with recently. So to go out with someone means to go on a date with them, right? So all the guys I've gone on a date with recently have been unbelievably stupid. So unbelievably stupid means really, really stupid. Okay? Now, so here's the next bit.
I think you're different, though.
Okay, she said, but I think you're different, though. I think you're different, though. So she thinks that he's not like all the other guys, that he's not unbelievably stupid, okay? Well, she hopes so, anyway.
Well, touch wood.
Okay, there she says, well, touch wood. Now, to touch wood in England is a superstition. It's like a kind of good luck thing. So if you hope that something will happen, or if you hope something is true, you touch wood like that. Okay, so she's saying, you're not stupid like the other guys. Well, I hope you're not. Anyway, touch wood, right? Yeah, so there we go. That's what that bit means.
So that bit of the door.
Good.
He says, oh, that'll be the door, right? So what happened is, she said, I hope you're not like the other guys, or I think you're not like the other guys. Well, touch wood. And actually, he thought that was somebody knocking on the door. So he is very, very stupid, actually. Because when she went touch wood, he said, that'll be the door. And he left the table because he thought that somebody was knocking on the front door. So in the end, he is very, very stupid. Yeah, what an idiot. And then she says good at the end, but she doesn't really mean it. I think she's shocked or surprised. So I'm just going to play the whole sketch again, so you can listen to it from the start to the finish.
I'm really glad Lisa set us up together.
Me too.
I normally hate it when friends pair you off with complete strangers.
Yeah.
Thing is, all the guys I've been out with recently have just been unbelievably stupid. I think you're different, though. Well, touch wood.
Right, that by the door.
Good.
Okay, so there it is. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you found it funny. Now, in the next section, the language section, I'm going to teach you really useful expressions to talk about dating and relationships.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Okay, in English, there are a number of expressions that we always use when we're talking about romantic relationships, boyfriends, girlfriends, and going on a date, okay? And you really have to learn these expressions because people always use them when they're talking about this subject, okay? So these expressions are really important and really useful for you. So I recommend that you learn them and use them, okay? Now, I used some of these expressions in the feature section when I was talking about dating, okay? I'm going to explain some of those expressions for you now. Okay, so let's see. First expression is a verb, okay? And it's to flirt with someone, to flirt. To flirt with someone is when you, if you like someone, if you think someone's attractive, then you behave in a way that shows that you like them, okay? So, for example, girls might play with their hair, right? They often play with their hair when they flirt, or they laugh at everything that the guy says. So even if the guy says a really bad joke, she'll laugh about it. Oh, you're so funny. And she might, for example, bat her eyelids at him, or just act in a way that shows that she really fancies him and she really likes him, okay? Guys, when they flirt, they try to make girls laugh. They might try and show how strong they are, show off their muscles or something. So that's flirting. And people flirt all the time when they like someone, okay? Another expression is to fancy someone, to fancy someone. And fancy is a verb. And if you fancy someone, it means that you think they are attractive. You think that they're good looking, okay? So if you fancy someone, you might start flirting with them, for example. So fancy, yeah. Next expression is to chat someone up, to chat someone up, and that's a phrasal verb, to chat up, to chat someone up. If you chat someone up, it means that, first of all, you find them attractive, you fancy them, and then you start talking to them to try to make them fancy you, okay? Now, I think usually, traditionally, men chat women up. These days, women chat men up a bit as well, but traditionally, it's men who chat women up. And so, for example, if a man sees a girl in a bar and he fancies her, he might walk over to her and start to chat her up. And there are typical things that men say when they chat women up. So they say things like, "Hi, would you like a drink?" Or, "Hi, do you come here often?" Or something like that. And then they start chatting, talking, to try and make the girl fancy him, okay? So typical things are, do you come here often? Can I buy you a drink? Or you've got lovely eyes, that kind of thing. So that's to chat someone up. Next expression is to go out with someone, to go out with someone. And there are two meanings of this, really. One meaning of to go out with someone means to go on a date, right? So to go out with someone just means go on a date, yeah? I went out with her last night, yeah? But if we also used to go out with someone to mean that you're someone's girlfriend or boyfriend, and often in the continuous form. So I'm going out with her means she's my girlfriend, right? Or are you going out with anyone at the moment means do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend at the moment, yeah? I've been going out with her for 6 months, for example. It means she's been my girlfriend for 6 months, yeah? To go out with someone. Another useful expression is to have chemistry with someone. To have chemistry. Now, if you have chemistry with someone, It means that you get on with each other and there is some like magic between you. Yeah. So you just really get on with each other and you both fancy each other, and just naturally when you're together, there's like a magic feeling between you. Yeah, and that's called chemistry. And chemistry is really, really important in a relationship. You have to have chemistry because it's the chemistry, the interaction between you, that makes it exciting, that makes it interesting, okay? So, for example, if you go on a date with someone and there's no chemistry, then the date will be really boring. You'll think that whatever they're saying is not interesting. It's not exciting, yeah? But if there is chemistry, it's kind of exciting. You fancy each other. You know, maybe you might want to kiss each other or something. It's just a good feeling between you, and that's called chemistry. Chemistry is also the word of the name of a kind of science, but we also use it to mean a good feeling between a boy and a girl, chemistry. Now you can, if you fall in love with someone, yeah, you can say that you fall for someone, to fall for someone. So for example, you know, she's been going out with him for about 4 weeks and she really fancies him. And actually, I think she's starting to fall for him. Means she's starting to fall in love with him. So to fall for someone. Okay. Now, if for example, you meet someone, you fancy each other, you flirt with each other, you start to chat each other up. Maybe if you fancy them, you can ask them out. So ask them to go on a date with you. You ask someone out. So maybe if the boy fancies her, he asks her out and she says yes. So they go on a date with each other. There's chemistry between them and they start going out with each other. So they start becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. And then maybe they fall for each other. And then eventually, perhaps, who knows, they get engaged and get married and have children and live a lovely, happy life. But sometimes it goes bad. Sometimes a relationship will go wrong, okay? And so there are a few expressions that we can use to describe when a relationship goes bad. For example, you might say that you and your girlfriend are drifting apart, to drift apart. So that means you're slowly moving away from each other, slowly moving away. So you're drifting apart, okay? And if you're drifting apart or if you don't love each other anymore, then you might split up with each other. So that's a phrasal verb, to split up with someone. So if you split up with each other, it means that the relationship is finished. Okay. So for example, they were going out with each other, but then they split up with each other, and now they're single. Okay. So to split up with someone. Now you can also use an expression to mean that you leave someone, or you finish the relationship, and that is to dump someone, to dump someone. Okay, so for example, if she was going out with him for 3 months, but after 3 months she realized that he was really boring and she didn't fancy him anymore, and so she dumped him, right? So when you dump someone, you have to tell them a reason. You have to say, look, I'm sorry, but I don't think this is working. Or I'm sorry, but I don't fancy you anymore. Or I'm sorry, but it's not you, it's me. You know, I'm not ready for a long relationship. Okay. And when you say that, you say, I don't think we should see each other anymore. Then you dump that person. It's very sad. It's not a good thing to do over the telephone, for example. Although a lot of people do it over the telephone, yeah. So to dump someone. Okay. So those are some of the most sort of important expressions, I think, for describing dating and relationships. There are more expressions that you can use, and I think that because this is a good subject, I'm going to do more podcasts about this in the future. And in fact, what I'd like to talk about in the future would be good chat-up lines. So that's good things you can say to chat someone up, and things that people often say to when they dump each other. I think it's an interesting subject. So Hopefully I'm going to interview some of my friends and get their good chat-up lines and things that they might say if they dump someone. Okay? Now, I will write all of the expressions I've explained on the podcast homepage, which is, of course, teacherluke.podomatic.com. You can see all the expressions written. I will also write a transcript of the comedy sketch that you listened to. So don't forget to visit the site to get some of the words and expressions that I've explained for you here. And also, don't forget to send me an email. I'm going to end this podcast with a question. And the question is, how do people meet each other in your country? Now, I told you about how people meet in England. But I know that in some countries, like, for example, in Japan, there are different ways to meet your partner. So how do you meet each other in your country? Send me an email. I'd very much like to hear from you. That's the end of the podcast. I hope you're having a nice day, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. Take care. See you soon. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for downloading Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.